Om Sahana Bhavatu, Sahana Bhunaktu, Sahavdiryam Karabhavahai, Tejasvinavati Tamastu Magadvrishabhai. Om Shanti Shanti Shanti.
Let's try that again a little faster.
Om Sahana Bhavatu, Sahana Bhunaktu, Sahadiryam Karavabhai, Tejasvinavati Tamastu Magadvrishabhai. Om Shanti Shanti Shanti.
Okay, repeat after me. Om Ganana Antwa Ganapati Gum Hava Mahe.
Om Ganana Antwa Ganapati Gum Hava Mahe.
Kavin Kavinam Upamashravastamam.
Kavin Kavinam Upamashravastamam.
Jeshtarajam Brahmanam Brahmanaspata.
Jeshtarajam Brahmanam Brahmanaspata.
Anashrinvannuti Pissi Dasadhanam.
Anashrinvannuti Pissi Dasadhanam.
Anashrinvannuti Pissi Dasadhanam.
Anashrinvannuti Pissi Dasadhanam.
Mahaganapataye Namaha. Let's start getting. Om Ganana Antwa Ganapati Gum Havamahe Kavin Kavinam Upamashravastamam Jeshtarajam Brahmanam Brahmanaspata Anashrinvannuti Pissi Dasadhanam Mahaganapataye Namaha. Let's do it again, exaggerating the linguals and the dentals. Okay? Of course, the aspirates do it. Especially, there's a lot of linguals in this. Lingual na. Okay. Om Ganana Antwa Ganapati Gum Havamahe Kavin Kavinam Upamashravastamam Jeshtarajam Brahmanam Brahmanaspata Anashrinvannuti Pissi Dasadhanam Mahaganapataye Namaha.
Much better. When we do it this next time, you know, pull your tongue back for the linguals, make a good seal there. And for the dentals, especially there's some ta's here, it's mostly ta and na. Ta, da, na are the ones we're dealing with. Let the tongue be flat, relaxed, and forward. Ta, da, na. It's so different than the lingual, right? Ta, da, na. Everybody see my nose. Relaxed and forward, okay? So let's try it again.
Carl, could you give an example of how you would do the lingual?
No. Mm. Take the tongue,
uh-huh.
Pull it back. They used to teach to roll it,
uh-huh.
But no, that doesn't make a good seal. Just try the difference between rolling your tongue like that and pulling the tongue and making the seal from that pull. Do you see the difference? No.
So you're not rolling.
No, I'm pulling it back and sealing up there. You see the difference?
Yeah.
Feels more natural, doesn't it?
Mm-hmm.
Now say no. 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 Mm-hmm. So let's try again. Om garana antwa ganapatikum havamahe kavim kavinam upamashravastamam jeshtarajam brahmanam brahmanaspata anashrindanyutibhisidasadhanam mahaganapataye namaha Om garana antwa Ganapatigum havamahe kavim kavinam upamashravastamam jeshtarajam brahmanam brahmanaspata anashrinvannutipisidasadhanam mahaganapataye namaha. Let's go to namaste. Anybody got it? Om namaste astu bhagavan vishveshwaraya. Om namaste astu bhagavan vishveshwaraya. Start again. Om namaste astu.
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 No. There's no mark there for the astu. Namaste astu. See that? It's flat. Te astu. Everybody see that? There's only one rise. Namaste astu. Do you see? Mm-hmm. Namaste astu. Go ahead. Namaste astu. Namaste astu.
Namaste astu.
Bhagavan Vishveshwaraya.
Bhagavan Vishveshwaraya.
Bhagavan Vishveshwaraya.
Bhagavan Vishveshwaraya.
Mahadevaya.
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 Trayambakaya.
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 Tripurandakaya.
Tripurantakaya.
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 Trikalagnikalaya.
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 Kalagnirudraya.
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 Nilakantaya.
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 Mrityunjayaya.
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 Sarveshwaraya.
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 Sadashivaya.
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 Shriman Mahadevaya Namaha.
Shriman Mahadevaya
Namaha. Shriman Mahadevaya.
Shriman Mahadevaya.
Shriman Mahadevaya.
Shriman
Mahadevaya.
Namaha.
Shriman Mahadevaya 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 Namaha. Good. Keep remembering what we're working on, especially are the dentals versus the linguals. So that's the na, the ta, especially. From the beginning, just repeat after me. Namaste astu bhagavan vishveshwaraya.
Namaste astu Bhagavan Vishveshwaraya.
Namaste astu Bhagavan Vishveshwaraya.
Namaste astu Bhagavan Vishveshwaraya.
Mahadevaya Trayambakaya.
Mahadevaya Trayambakaya.
Tripurandakaya Trikalagnikalaya.
Tripurantakaya
Trikalagnikalaya.
Tripurantakaya Trikalagnikalaya.
Tripurantakaya
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 Trikalagnikalaya.
Trikalagnikalaya. Trikalagnikalaya.
Trikalagnikalaya.
Trikalagnikalaya.
Trikalagnikalaya.
Too long, say. Trikalagnikalaya.
Trikalagnikalaya.
Trikalagnikalaya. Kalagnirudraya.
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 Nilakantaya.
Nilakantaya.
Kalagnirudraya. Nilakantaya.
Kalagnirudraya
Nilakantaya.
Kalagnirudraya Nilakantaya.
Kalagnirudraya Nilakantaya.
Kalagnirudraya Nilakantaya.
Getting up a line now. Tripurantakaya Trikalagnikalaya.
Tripurantakaya Trikalagnikalaya.
Tripurantakaya Trikalagnikalaya.
Tripurantakaya Trikalagnikalaya.
Tripurantakaya
Trikalagnikalaya.
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 Tripurantakaya
Tripurantakaya.
Trikalagnikalaya.
Trikalagnikalaya.
Trikala.
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 Trikalagnikalaya.
Trikalagnikalaya.
Tripurantakaya Trikalagnikalaya.
Tripurantakaya Trikalagnikalaya.
Kalagnirudraya Nilakantaya.
Kalagnirudraya Nilakantaya.
Mrityunjayaya Sarveshwaraya.
Mrityunjayaya Sarveshwaraya.
Mrityunjayaya Sarveshwaraya.
Mrityunjayaya Sarveshwaraya.
Sadashivaya Shriman Mahadevaya Namaha.
Sadashivaya Shriman Mahadevaya Namaha.
Sadashivaya.
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 Sadashivaya
Shriman Mahadevaya Namaha.
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 There's no pause. Okay, so if I feel, let me just do the first line so you can kind of hear the rhythm. Om Namaste Astu Bhagavan Vishveshwaraya Mahadevaya Trayambakaya Tripurandakaya. See what I mean?
And I'll try to do it a little slower pace. Okay. Om Namaste Astu Bhagavan Vishveshwaraya Mahadevaya Trayambakaya Tripurandakaya Tripala Nikalaya Kala Nirudraya Nilakantaya Mrityunjayaya Sarveshwaraya Sadashivaya Sriman Mahadevaya Namaha. Okay, that's good for today. This one Durga's always wanted to learn, and I want to put it on the tape also that she can learn it also. This is something we chant all of the time at the ashram. Guru Vandanam means salutations, prostrations to the teacher, Guru Vandanam. So I thought we'd learn a couple of them and translate them. They're so beautiful. It gives a real flavor and understanding of the tradition. I also put these online with under the text. You can, and I put the little red stars, you know, so that you know that it's there, Guru Vandanam. And then each one of these, I also have Swami Vagishananda chanting it. So we can learn it here, and then you can chant it along with him. I'll have it on the tape also, but I just want you to know that it's on online. Let's see if I can chant this first part. Shruti Smriti Purananam Aliyam Karanaliyam Namami Bhagavatpada Shankaram Loka Shankaram Sadashiva Samarampam Shankaracharya Matyamam Asmaracharya Paryantam Vande Guru Paramparam Shankaram Shankaracharyam Keshavam Bhararayanam Sutra-bhāṣa-kṛtau vande bhagavantau punah-punah Īśvaro guru-rātmehi murti-bheda-vibhāgine vyoma-vat-vyāpta-dehāya dakṣinā-murtiye namah lukāras-tvanta-kāras-ca lukāras-tan-nivartakah andakāra-nirodit-tvāt guru-ritya-bhithīyate. Has anybody heard this? A lot, right? So it'd be nice to learn it. Let's go to the top. Okay. Let's just repeat after me now. I'm not going to sing it. We're just going to learn the words. Shruti Smriti Purana.
Shruti Smriti Purana.
Shruti Smriti Purana Nam.
Shruti Smriti Purana Nam
Aliyam.
Aliyam.
Shruti Smriti Purana Nam Aliyam.
Shruti Smriti Purana Nam
Aliyam.
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 Shruti Smriti Purana Nam Aliyam.
Shruti Smriti Purananam Alayam.
Shruti Smriti Purananam Alayam.
Shruti Smriti Purananam Alayam.
Purananam.
Purananam.
Alayam.
Alayam.
Karunalayam.
Karunalayam.
Karuna Aliyam.
Karuna Aliyam.
Karuna Aliyam.
Karuna Aliyam.
Karuna Aliyam.
Karuna Aliyam.
Karuna Aliyam. Shruti Smriti Purananam Aliyam Karuna Aliyam.
Shruti Smriti Purananam Aliyam Karuna Aliyam.
Karunalayam.
Karunalayam.
Namami.
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 Bhagavat Pada Shankaram.
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 Loka Shankaram.
Loka Shankaram.
Loka Shankaram.
Loka Shankaram.
Namami Bhagavat Pada Shankaram. Loka Shankaram.
Namami Bhagavat Pada Shankaram. Loka Shankaram.
Namami Bhagavat Pada Shankaram. Loka Shankaram.
Namami Bhagavat Pada Shankaram. Loka Shankaram.
Dear Cindy. Shruti. There really isn't any, but we'll do it anyway. There's words put together. Okay. Shruti, Smriti, Purananam, Alayam, Karuna, Alayam. Namami, Bhagavat, Pada, Shankaram, Loka, Shankaram. Okay? Let's see what it means. Namami. Okay? Namami means I bow down to. Nam means to bow down, to prostrate. Namami, remember the mi vahamaha in the present tense? Mi vahamaha, the verbal endings? That mi ending, right, is I. Mi vahamaha. And remember how the ah, so the root is num. The gunna sign is ah. Because it's first gonna, so num plus a plus me, the a becomes long before a ma or a va ending. So namami, I salute, I prostrate to. And then all of these are in the accusative case, they're compounds in the accusative case. So let's go to the first one. Or actually we'll go to just the second one after namami. Bhagavat Pada Shankaram, that's a respectful name for Shankara, Shankaracharya. So, namami, I salute, I prostrate to Bhagavat Pada Shankaram. We'll just keep it as Bhagavat Pada Shankaram. I salute, I prostrate to Bhagavat Pada Shankara. Loka Shankaram. The word Shankara means to convey or to give blessings or happiness or prosperity. So this would mean to the world, who is Loka Shankaram, the one who gives happiness to the world. Loka Shankara, the one who blesses the world. So, my salutations to Bhagavat Pada Shankaram, Loka Shankaram, the one who gives happiness or prosperity, fullness, completeness to the world, Loka Shankaram. Shruti, Shruti means the Vedas, the Upanishads. Smriti means that which is remembered, but it means all of those things that are written, that are in harmony with the Shruti. So like, for instance, the Bhagavad Gita or any of our Prakarana Granthas, you know, like Atma Bodha, any of those type of books that are written teaching the Vedas, which are revealed knowledge. The Shruti are not considered to be revealed knowledge, but they need to be valid. They need to be in concordance with the Shruti. So Shruti, Smriti, like the Bhagavad Gita, for instance, Purananam. Puranas are, the Puranas have all of the stories, all of the myths, the cosmology. And so it's just a huge literature. So Shruti, Smriti, Purananam, Alayam. Alayam is a receptacle or an abode or a container or a house. So we usually say the abode or the receptacle, the one who has the abode, the one who contains within them all of the Shruti, the Smriti, the Puranas. Purananam is in the genitive plural. So the alayam, the abode for all of the Shruti, the Smriti, and the Puranas. Right? So that means the whole, everything. The whole knowledge. Okay. So Shruti, Smriti, Purananam, alayam, the abode for all of that. And Kadanalayam, alayam again. The one who is an abode of compassion. It's beautiful. Shruti Smriti Purananam. Shruti Smriti Purananam. Alayam Karunalayam.
Alayam Karunalayam.
Namami Bhagavat Pada.
Namami Bhagavat Pada.
Shankaram Loka Shankaram. Shruti Smriti Purananam Aliyam Karunaliyam Namami Bhagavatpada
Namami Bhagavatpada
Shankaram Loka Shankaram
Shankaram Loka Shankaram
Shruti Smriti Purananam
Shruti Smriti Purananam
Alayam Karunalayam
Alayam Karunalayam
Namami Bhagavatpada
Namami Bhagavatpada
Shankaram Loka Shankaram
Shankaram Loka Shankaram
Shruti Smriti Purananam Alayam Karunalayam
Shruti Smriti Purananam Alayam Karunalayam
Namami Bhagavatpada Shankaram Loka Shankaram
Namami Bhagavatpada Shankaram Loka Shankaram
Shankaram, right? Shankaram Loka Shankaram Shruti Smriti Purananam Alayam Karunalayam Namami Bhagavatpada Shankaram Loka Shankaram Shruti Smriti Purananam Alayam Karunalayam Namami Bhagavatpada Shankaram Loka Shankaram Shruti Smriti Purananam Alayam Karunalayam Namami Bhagavatpada Shankaram Loka Shankaram Shruti Smriti Purananam Alayam Karunalayam Namami Bhagavatpada Shankaram Loka Shankaram One more time, repeat after me this time. Shruti Smriti Purananam
Shruti Smriti Purananam
Alayam Karunalayam
Alayam Karunalayam
Namami Bhagavatpada
Namami Bhagavatpada
Shankaram Loka Shankaram
Shankaram Loka Shankaram
Together. Shruti Smriti Purananam Alayam Karunalayam Namami Bhagavatpada
Shankaram Loka Shankaram
Okay, let's take a little break. Okay, verse 18 of the Bhagavad Gita for chanting. Antabanta ime dehaha
Antabanta ime dehaha
Nityasyotha sharirinaha
Nityasyotha sharirinaha
Anashino prameyasya
Anashino prameyasya
Tasmad yudhyasva bharata
Tasmad yudhyasva bharata
Antavanta ime dehaha
Antavanta ime dehaha
Nityasyotha sharirinaha Anashino prameyasya
Anashino prameyasya
Tasmad yudhyasva bharata
Tasmad yudhyasva bharata
Antavanta ime dehaha
Antavanta ime dehaha
Nityasyokta sharirinaha Anashino prameyasya
Anashino prameyasya
Tasmad yudhyasva bharata
Tasmad yudhyasva bharata
Yaenam veti hantaram
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 Yaschainam manyate hatam
Yaschainam manyate hatam
Yaschainam manyate hatam
Yaschainam manyate hatam
Ubhautau na vijanitaha
Nayam hanti nahanyate.
Nayam hanti
nahanyate.
Nayam hanti nahanyate.
Ya'enam veti hantaram.
Yes,
chainam manyate hatam.
Yes, chainam manyate hatam.
Ubhautau na vijanitaha.
Ubhautau na vijanitaha.
Nayam hanti nahanyate.
Nayam hanti nahanyate.
Najayate mriyate vakadachat. Nayam bhutva bhavita vana bhuyaha.
Nayam bhutva bhavita bhuyaha.
Nayam bhutva bhavita vana 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 bhuyaha.
Ajo nitya shashvato yam puranah.
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 Ajo nitya shashvato yam puranah. Nahanyate hanyamane sharire.
Nahanyate hanyamane sharire.
Nahanyate hanyamane sharire.
Nahanyate hanyamane sharire.
Veda vinashinam nityam.
Veda vinashinam nityam.
Veda vinashinam nityam.
Veda vinashinam nityam.
Ya'enam ajyam avyayam.
Ya'enam ajyam avyayam.
Ya'enam ajyam avyayam.
Ya'enam ajyam avyayam.
Katam sat purusha partha.
Katam sat purusha partha.
Tam khatayati hantikam.
Kam
khatayati hantikam.
Kam khatayati hantikam.
Let's try chanting it together. We'll just do the best we can. We'll just do it once, okay?
Antavanta ime dehaha nityasyokta sharirinaha anashino prameyasya tasmad yudhyasvaparata ya'enam veti hantaram yaschainam manyate hatam ubhautau na vijanitaha nayam hanti na hanyate na jayate mriyate va kadashita nayam bhutva bhavita vana bhuyaha Ajo nitya shashvato yam puranah Nahanyate hanyamane sharire Veda vinashinam nityam Ya'enam ajyam avyayam Katam sat purusha partha Tam khatayati hantikam. Okay, good.
Let's do one sentence of the Gita. Everybody with me, the very first page, the first sentence under the verse.
Okay?
So repeat after me, we'll work on this one. Veda vijanatya vinashinam.
Veda Vijanatya Vinashinam.
Antya Bhava Vikara Rahitam.
Antya Bhava Vikara Rahitam.
Rahitam. Nityam.
Nityam.
Viparinama Rahitam.
Viparinama Rahitam.
Yo Vedeti.
Yo Vedeti.
Sambandaha.
Sambandaha.
Okay, I'll break the sentence. Veda Vijanati Avinashinam. It emphasizes, yeah. Veda Vijanati Avinashinam. Antya Bhava Vikara Rahitam. This is a compound. There's no sandhi, but these are the words. Antya Bhava Vikara Rahitam. Nityam. Viparinama Rahitam. Yaha Veda Iti. A plus Visarga, right? Followed by soft consonant, R goes to O. The A plus the Visarga goes to O. Yo. Yaha Veda. A plus E is A. Yaha Veda Iti Sambandaha. Okay? If you go to the top line of the verse, it says, it starts with Veda Avinashinam Nityam Yaha. You see the Yaha? Okay.
Mm-hmm.
So now, the word Veda means what? Vijanati. Veda Vijanati means he knows. See that, remember the ti taha anti endi? Vijanati?
Mm-hmm.
You hear it? So Veda means Vijanati, he knows. We'll have to see who the he or she or it is, but the verb says he, she, or it knows. Okay? So Veda means Vijanati, he who, the one who knows. Anashinam, one who is imperishable, indestructible. The root nash really means to perish, to be destroyed, to perish. Anashinam is the one who is imperishable, who can't perish. So anashinam, or indestructible, sometimes we define it, can't be destroyed. So anashinam, Veda Avinashinam, the V is just gives emphasis to the root nash. V is a upasarga preposition, right? It doesn't add any particular meaning, still just imperishable. Okay. So Veda Avinashinam. So Veda means Vijanati. Then Avinashinam. What does Avinashinam mean? Antya Bhava Vikara Rahitam. So often, Shankara, you'll find in reading the Bhasha, these compounds will end in Rahitam. Rahitam means without, free from. So, Avinashinam means Antya Bhava Vikara Rahitam. If you remember the Bhava Vikaras, the Shed Bhava Vikaras, Vikara means a modification, Shed means six, Bhava means being. So the six modifications of a living being are the Shed Bhava Vikaras. He doesn't say Shed here. He says Antya, the final Bhava Vikara, the final modification, which is to perish, to die. Okay? So that which is Antya Bhava Vikara Rahitam, that which is free from the Antya, the final Bhava Vikara. The Bhava Vikaras are these modifications that any living being goes from being born to existing, right, to then growing, to transforming, to then decaying and dying. So, that which is rahitam, free from, the final, antya bhava vikara. Now the next, so that's the definition of avinashinam. The next one is nityam. Nityam means viparinama rahitam. Viparinama means modification. Rahitam, without, free from. Viparinama Rahitam, without modification, free from any type of modification.
Did you translate Nityam, or is that what?
Nityam means free from time, timeless.
Okay.
Nityam means timeless. Timeless means what? Viparinama Rahitam, free from change, free from modification.
And Rahitam means?
Without, or free from.
So Nityam means also free, right? From.
No, Nitya means timeless.
Timeless.
Timeless. Right. And timeless means what? Viparinama Rahitam. Free from or without modification. Okay? Mm-hmm. So he's defining these. Nityam is from the verse, Avinasha. Avinashinam is from the verse. Veda is from the verse. Now, after Nityam comes the word Yaha. Okay? So now he says Yaha Veda. Yaha means he who, or the one who. He who Veda knows. Iti sambandha, thus the sambandha, the connection. See how he's putting Yaha right next to Veda?
Mm-hmm.
So these two are connect these two. So Yaha Veda, he who knows. Later we'll do, next verse we do Anam. He who knows this, Anam means this from the verse, as Avinashinam and Nityam. He who knows, in English we'd say, he who knows this to be Avinashinam and Nityam. Avinashinam means Antyabhava Vikara Rahitam, and Nityam means Viparinama Rahitam. Everybody see it?
Mm-hmm.
So that's that first sentence. Okay. Let's take a break then. We'll have this be the end of our Sanskrit because I want to do the grammar. Everybody turn on my handout, go to the neuter E ending nouns, okay? Which is the fourth page. I want to make clear a couple of notes that I made at the bottom, and these are also in the Bhandarka, just to make clear. Does everybody have neuter E ending nouns? Fourth page? Okay. For the E ending nouns, let me read through the notes and explain the notes, and then I'll go back, okay? Neuter nouns ending in e, u, or r follow the same pattern and take the augment in before vowel case terminations. We haven't learned u-ending nouns or r-ending nouns, but when we do, you'll immediately be able to do them, right? Because they're going to follow exactly this pattern, except where there's a short E, there'll be a short U. Where there's a long U, there'll be... Where there's a long E, there'll be a long U, like that. So it'd be no problem at all. That's why, once you learn one pattern, you can learn, you know, several. You'll know several, okay? So here, it says, it takes the augment in before case terminations. And if you remember, what I call the killer rule, that a dental N will change to a lingual N. Right, if it follows a ra or sha, even if a vowel, guttural, labial, all these semi-vowel except la come in between or ha. So that you have to in your mind get used to seeing a dental na as na. Oops. Okay. So for neuter e ending nouns. So going through the notes again, e u ra. They all follow the same pattern for neuter nouns. They all take a dental nasal, what's called an augment, to the termination, which means that dental nasal will come right after the noun. So for body, the nasal will come right after the noun and before the vowel ending affix. So, what else does this say? The final e, u, r is lengthened in the nominative and accusative plural. So if you remember, go up to the nominative, you see vadi, varini, varini. You see that?
Mm-hmm.
Vadi becomes vadi. so that E is lengthened. If you remember, the affixes happen to be blank, long E, short E. So you have vadi, vadi ni. To that long E, you're going to get the affix, the augment na. So the E will take that na, vadi ni. And then to the short E, you'll get the na, because it begins with a vowel, vadi ni. So vadi, vadi, vadi ni, vadi ni. And the accusative is going to be exactly the same, vadi, vadi ni, vadi ni. Everybody clear on that? These other ones, the u and r, we'll do those later, but I just am putting the notes in here now just to make it thorough. Add, now, there's one other thing. Neuter E-ending nouns, and actually feminine, I think, short E-ending nouns are quite rare. Feminine U-ending nouns are rare. For now, just think of the neuter E-ending nouns are very rare. So they use the example vadi over and over and over again. There are several E-ending adjectives. And E-ending adjectives will be declined, like E-ending nouns, right, if they are going to be adjectival to a neuter noun. So say an adjective can be in masculine, feminine, neuter, depending on what it's an adjective to. You see what I mean? So say if I had, for instance, the word suchi, which is a short E-ending noun, adjective. This means pure or white. So suchi would be, if I put it with a masculine noun, it would be suchihi ashwaha. But if I put it with a neuter noun, like pulum, it could be any noun, but a neuter noun, then it would be suchi pulum. Right, it's going to be declined neuter because the noun is neuter. Mm-hmm. So the adjectives will agree with the noun. Mm-hmm. Is that clear? So feminine, feminine, like that. Mm-hmm. So here what this says is adjectives ending in E and U, when used with neuter nouns, are optionally declined like masculine nouns in E and U in the dative, ablative, genitive, and locative singulars and genitive and locative duals. For example, suchi means white and pure and guru means heavy. So what I'm going to be doing later on is giving you an example of an E-ending adjective. For now, all you have to know is that in the nominative and accusative case, whether any adjective is going to follow exactly the same pattern as vadi. Right? It'll, in fact, an adjective, short E-ending adjective, neuter, will follow the same pattern as vadi all the way down. However, it'll have some secondary forms that are like the masculine. I'll get into that later, you know, but since I was afraid you're going to be reading these notes, I want you to, you know, just kind of understand that in some of these declensions, there'll be secondary forms, especially in the instrumental, dative, genitive, and ablative. There'll often be a secondary form. And locative, these singulars, the instrumental to the locative, will often have a secondary form, and sometimes the vocative too, which is true in this case. Okay? So now, just to make sure that we have this nominative clear, we learned vadi, vadini, vadini. We did that last week, right? Everybody with me? We did vadi last week.
What if I took... Go ahead and take suchi, which is an adjective, and it means white or pure. Suchi is an adjective. And so say it's an adjective to a neuter noun. So how would we decline the nominative? What would the nominative of suchi be?
Suchi.
Dual.
Suchi.
And which noun would I use? Ventral or lingual?
Lingual.
What?
Because the E.
Suchi. Killer rule.
Because of the chi.
What's the killer rule? Killer rule is ra, ra, or sha. The na. We'll go to na. even if a vowel, semi-vowel except la, a guttural, palatal, or ha come in between. There's no ra, ra, or sha here.
Right?
So now we'll just stay as now. So what would the form be?
Suchini.
And what would the plural be?
Suchini.
Suchi, Suchini, Suchini. Everybody see it? In the accusative, which we haven't really learned yet, but in the neuters, the nominative and accusative are always the same. So Suchi, Suchini, Suchini, Suchi, Suchini, Suchini. So, of course, that means that you can see right away, just by this simple reality, that the nominatives and accusatives and the neuters are always the same, that context will play a big part. For how are you going to know something's a nominative or accusative when they're the same? Only by context, right? So let's, the example they used in the Bhandarka on page 34, don't look at it. It's Sudabhi. Sudabhi, what does that mean? It's fragrant. It means fragrant. It's an adjective. So now, what would soon, how would Sudabhi go? Nominative.
Sudabhi. Sudabhi.
Which now?
The lingual. Because there's the ra.
Yeah? Very good. There's the ra. Right? Sudabhi, Sudabhi ni. Do they see that ra? There's a labial. Labial and a vowel. That's fine. Right? It's vowel, guttural, labial, semi-vowel except la and ha can come between the ra and the na, and it'll still change. So, Sudabhi ni. And what's the final one? You know, since there's really so few of these, but you know what? Body, water, is a pretty common word. Right, in the language, water is a very, very common. So you have to learn this, because water is going to be something that, you know, comes all the time. Right? You'd have to learn it anyway, but... Is everybody clear on how this goes? Okay, if I am... Let's just take a look at what we've got here. What is the masculine if we're for the masculine we'll use Rama. What's a nominative singular dual of Rama?
Rama.
Ramaha?
No, Ramau a dual.
Yeah, Ramau. Then what?
Ramaha.
What about the neuter? We use pola. Palam. Palay. Palani. Palam, palay, palani. Okay, everybody? What about Hari? Masculine E.
Hari. Harina.
Harini. No.
Hari.
Masculine.
Masculine.
Harihi. Hari. Harihi, Hari, Hariyaha. Neuter. Body.
Nothing. No ending.
Yeah. So what would that be? For body.
Body.
Body. Body.
Oh, God.
Body.
Bari-ni.
That's right. And this not, because it's a rub.
Bari-ni.
Bari-ni. Oops. Okay. Now you know nominative endings for masculine a, neuter a, masculine e, neuter e. That's what we've got. You have to memorize them. You have to know. Rama, Rama, Rama. Right? Pram, play, plani. Hari, 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 yaha. Right? Body, body me, body me. After you, at some point, and I gave you how to, I gave you these a nice big print. Mm-hmm. So you're now responsible to memorize the nominative of all of these. Okay.
On so you, each point.
Yeah. Okay. And so you can use the vocabulary list, and for the body, you can use these three words. Body for the neuter, okay? Suchi, adjective. And sudapi, adjective. Suchi means white, pure. Sudapi means fragrant. You can use these to practice with. But there's in the vocabulary list, there's all kinds of masculine and neuter us and masculine es.
These ones on the bottom are all neuter?
Yes, these are neuter adjectives.
Okay.
These are adjectives. Not, they're not neuter. But you can, since they're an adjective, you can decline it as neuter.
Okay.
Right, an adjective you can decline as masculine and neuter.
Okay.
Or feminine. Okay.
Carol, if the ending of the word determines which part of the sentence it is, but the nominative and accusative are the same, mm-hmm. then how do you determine
context?
Oh, okay.
Yeah. Always context. And you'll be surprised how strong context is. But if it's not, if it would be, this is why they write bashas, right? If there's something, commentaries, if there was something ambiguous because of the context, usually there isn't. Mm-hmm. Usually it's very clear, right? Whether it's going to be a nominative or accusative. And also you have to remember too, in terms of singular, dual, plural, the verb is always going to match mm-hmm. the singular, dual, plural. So say you have hari, or say you have body, water, right? And the verb happens to be in the plural. Body is not going to be in the nominative because the verb's in the plural.
You mean
Does everybody have this down?
We just use the last three words and practice with that.
Yeah, just practice with it. Mm-hmm. Okay. Let me get rid of this and just show you this. This is a very simple concept. So. Say if I have a simple bodhati, which means he knows. Mm-hmm. Okay. I could say Rama knows, Ramaha, Bodhati. I don't like to say the three wrong, so I'll say Nadaha, the man. Nadaha, because we haven't learned feminine yet, otherwise I'd say the woman. Say man and woman, but Nadaha is masculine. So Nadaha, Bodhicitta. One man knows. Narao Bodhicitta. Two men know. Tithaha. Naraha. Bodhanti. See what I mean?
Mm-hmm.
Now, I couldn't have Naraha for the tea. Right? So say if I took a neuter noun and a mitram, friend. Mitram means friend. Mitram bodhati, the friend knows. Mitre bodhataha, the two friends know. But this is dual, 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 singular, singular. Va, ma, ora, ma. Mitrani bodhanti, the three friends know. Now, even though, say if I had like this, let me see, let me get another word out of your vocabulary list here. This is just a little exercise in context. I'll say just griha, house, or what's the better word? Griha, house. Now that's good enough, because that doesn't really show me context. Mitram, bodhati, griham. They're both neuter. Both of these words are neuter. So this could either say, the friend knows the house, or the house knows the friend. What's it going to be? Context. Right? Context tells you this is the nominative.
Mm-hmm.
Because the house isn't going to know the friend.
Mm-hmm.
So that, if, see what I mean by obvious? Now, what if I had like this? Rupa is masculine. And in the masculine, this doesn't really work. In the masculine, I want it to work, so I'm going to, this is what I want to say. Just note this. In the masculine, like Ramaha, Ramau, Ramaha, it would all fit in the accusative. In the accusative, it would be Ramam, Ramau. So the dual is the same. In the nominative, and accusative dual in the masculine are exactly the same. The nominative and accusative dual here are exactly the same. Right? So this could be the friends know the two kings, or the two kings know the two friends. So the context within the sentence isn't going to tell you. Because both are correct. It could be the two friends know the king. Word order doesn't matter.
Mm-hmm.
Right? This could be nominative or accusative dual. This is nominative or accusative dual. And this is dual.
Mm-hmm.
So either case is going to be fine. But so you're going to look at the context of the sentence, of the previous sentence, to tell who's knowing who. Right?
Mm-hmm.
And it's usually very obvious. Now what if I had like this? Here, if I had something like PS knowing is, we need objects to know, I mean, we need living beings to know something. But here, if I have Mitrani Bhudanti, Mitra, the only thing that can be the subject is this. Even though this, these are both neuter, they're both the same word actually, but stand, this stand for any neuter noun and this stand for any neuter noun, the subject has to agree with the verb. So it can, this can only be the subject. Right, if I used griham here, why I didn't want to use griham is because the house doesn't know. But that's not the point here. The point is that bodhanti is plural, so it has to go to a plural subject. Right, so there the structure will tell you. Everybody understand what I'm trying to say there? Okay, before we do some drills, I want you to go to page 17. And I want to make sure that these Sunday rules that they're talking about are known. We've had these Sunday rules. All of these Sunday rules with examples are in the Sunday handbook that you can print out on, online.
I can't find that.
Oh, just go to tab. Go to, oh, I know where you can find it. Can you hear me? Sure, Louise? Jesse? Okay, I won't. Yeah, I'm having trouble. I'm running out of this space. But if you can hear me, that's fine. Okay, let's take a look at... this Sunday rule. It's on page 17, it's the second. Is or Visarga preceded by any vowel except or a? Can everybody see that? On page 17? Is or Visarga? You don't have a book?
No, I
didn't. Okay. Is or Visarga preceded by any vowel except O or A and followed by a vowel or soft consonant is changed to ra. There's going to be a new Sunday rule here, but let's get this one first. Any vowel except A or A followed by Visarga followed by soft consonant or vowel, the Visarga changes to ra. Okay? So, like if I had Parihi, right? Parihi Bodhati. Pari nouns. Any vowel except R, A, followed by Visarga, followed by soft consonant vowel. Visarga goes to R. Okay, so we've had this rule. Any vowel except R, all followed by Visarga, followed by soft consonant vowel, Visarga goes to R. But there's an additional rule that I have not taught yet. And that is, if R is followed by R, if a R is followed by R, then R is dropped, and the preceding vowel is lengthened. And this does come up once in a while, so that you have to know it. Let me give you an example. If I have Harihi Rakshati, Harihi Rakshati, okay? Here you've got any vowel except R, A, followed by Visarga, followed by a soft consonant or vowel, because R is a soft consonant. So that means that Harihi Rakshati will go to Harir. Harir. Arakshati. Hari protects.
Can you state the second rule again?
Here?
No, just at the at the two there.
Here?
No, just above where it says if ah and ah. Because you
any bell.
No. On the third line exactly.
Ra.
If ra and ra.
Yeah.
If ra is followed by ra.
Uh-huh.
Okay. Look at the nether stroke on the first one. Mm-hmm. This nether stroke is irrelevant. Could be ra, ri, ru. If ra is followed by ra,
mm-hmm.
then the ra is dropped. And the preceding vowel is lengthened. That says lengthened, is lengthened.
Mm-hmm.
No, you can't read it, that's what it says. The preceding vowel is lengthened, okay? Yeah, here's an example. If you have Harihi or Rakshati, mm-hmm. by this first rule, any vowel except the ra, it will become Harir or Rakshati.
Right.
Now you have ra, ra.
Mm-hmm.
In that case, this ra will drop and the preceding vowel will be lengthened. So what you'll get is Hari Rakshati. Everybody see it?
Mm-hmm.
So this one I haven't taught to anybody. And again, in the Sunday handbook, what you have to do mm-hmm. for the Sunday handbook is go to the text section mm-hmm. under Sanskrit. You'll say Sanskrit online course.
Uh-huh.
Go to the course, okay. and then on that page it'll be there.
Okay.
The Sunday handbook. I'll show you how afterwards.
Okay. I was thinking that was the class that you taught just for the letters, for the alphabet. So I didn't
oh, no, no. Yeah. No, this, we've added to it.
Okay.
So now, if on this page, number 17, I just want to read this to you. The third paragraph down. Ra, followed by ra, is dropped. And the preceding vowel, except ra, I'll teach that except ra within another thing. If short, is made long.
Can we just go over it, just the actual example you gave?
Harihi Rakshati. Harihi protects.
Right.
Any vowel except ra, followed by visarga, followed by soft consonant or vowel. Ra is a soft consonant.
Mm-hmm.
Visarga goes to R.
Right.
Goes to R.
Right.
So now I have Harir Rakshati. Now I'm in the situation, though.
You have the two
R's.
Right.
When that's the situation, this R will drop.
Okay.
And the preceding vowel will be made long.
Okay.
The R that's just been transformed from the Visarga has been transformed to the R. That R will drop. Preceding vowel, if short, will be made long. So now you have Harir Rakshati become Hari Rakshati.
I was confused because you said the R drops, but I didn't realize that there were two following each other. I was like, so the R is totally gone.
Yeah, no, no. The initial R
okay.
drops. Okay.
Could you, the compound there, could you just write this?
Here?
Rakshati, yeah.
Oh, ksha?
Yeah.
Ksha is made of ka plus ksha.
Okay.
And that is made like this. Oops. Okay.
It's like a double ksha.
Yeah, yeah. Ksha.
Remember that? Awesome.
You see, you start actually on the right side writing this, or you start at the bottom?
It's right here.
Okay.
And then. All right.
Thank you.
In the Sunday handout, I have like two or three examples of each thing. So it'll help them.
Mm-hmm.
go through. Let's look at the fourth one. These next two you have learned, for those of you who have been here longer. Visarga.
Visarga, followed by sibilant. Sha, sha, or sa, okay? Is either retained or changed to the sibilant. So we'll either stay as Visarga or change to the sibilant. I'll give some examples. So it's optional. So say if I had, and since it doesn't say anything, on this side it's going to be any vowel. Doesn't matter. Any vowel followed by Visarga, followed by a sibilant, will either stay, remain as Visarga, or optionally change to that particular sibilant. So, for instance, if I had Ramaha, or if I had Rama and Shiva. Ramaha, Shiva, Cha, Rama and Shiva. Any vowel on this side, followed by Visarga, followed by Sha. It can, I just put the Cha there, I'm sorry. It can either stay as it is, or the sibilant, or the Visarga can change to the sibilant of the following letter, of the, you know, the corresponding sibilant. So that would look like this. Let's say if I had Harihi Shantihi. Or what if I had Shanti? That's good. We'll do that one. Shantihi. Shantihi. Any vowel. Plus Visarga, plus Sha. It obviously is Shantihi, 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 or Shanti, Shanti, Shanti. Option. So, using that example from the peace chant again, lokas samastas, you could say lokaha samastas.
Yeah, and usually, even when the Visarga is there, if they're chanting it, they'll pronounce it as with a sa. But in terms of how it's written, Ramaha, Shivaha, you usually even hear it, Rama, Shivaha. Rama, Shivaha, but you'll see it, Ramaha, Shivaha.
Okay, but in pronunciation?
Usually, but I believe that it's all right to pronounce it with the Visarga if the Visarga is there, but usually what I've heard, you know, I'll have to look it up to see, but from my understanding, if the Visarga is there, you can pronounce it as Visarga. But what I hear in usage is whether the Visarga is there or the sibilant is there, they pronounce it as the sibilant. So I'll look at to see if whether or not they can actually say Rama Shiva. I never hear that. I only hear Rama Shiva. And the same with the sa. It would be, if it were a sha, it would be Ramash Shud. Can I erase this and give an example of that?
Say if I had Ramaha and then Shud.
Shut. Can say it's that, or it would go. Rama Shut.
So if I had Rama, what would I want?
Sprahayati Tempkana.
Ramaha Sprahayati. Right? See the option? Either stays as Visarga or changes to the sibilant of the following letter. So Ramaha Sprahayati or Ramas Sprahayati. Okay?
Yeah. Here's the...
It's a little bit like the C's. Like the C.
What do you mean?
Like the C, C, chain, regressive assimilation.
Give me an example. I don't know quite what you mean by this, but does everybody get this?
Okay.
I know, that's my great weakness. Whenever I need these words that begin in such and such, it's just, you know, just even a lot.
But you're talking about when it goes, when it ends in sha, and then,
or it changes.
And the first letter is cha.
Cha. It regressively changes the H to a C.
Yeah.
Oh, that one.
Yeah.
Yeah. It's not the same.
Yeah, it's kind of. It reminds me of it.
Okay.
But there's two changes to letters. Okay, go ahead.
All right.
Yeah.
One more I want. So you've had these, and again, they're in the book. But I want you to be able to read them here. Let's look at the bottom one. Visarga, followed by cha, cha is changed to sha. This is not optional. Ta or ta to sa, ta or ta to sha. So here, again, any vowel on this side, plus visarga, plus cha, cha, ta, ta or ta, ta. Visarga changes to the sibilant of that letter's class. And that is not optional. So we see, like, if you have this, Harihi, this comes all the time. Harihi cha, Harihi cha. Balamaha, tika, goes to balamash, tika. Guruhu. So. So. Can I say something? Guruhu, Satyam. Gurus, Satyam. Guruhu Satyam, any vowel, Visarga. Oh, sorry. Anyways, let's look back on the other one. What is it, Tat? Guruhu Tat? A Tat one. Tat one Satyam, that's good. Guruhu Tat one? Gurus, Tatwam. Guruhu, Tatwam. Gurus, Tatwam. So that any vowel, followed by Visarga, followed by one of these three, you know, the hard consonants where your tongue is involved, changes to the sibilant of the class. And this is the dental sibilant, this is the lingual sibilant, this is the palatal sibilant.
With Guruhu.
Guruhu Tatwam. Truth Tatwam. Tat Twam. Double Tat.
Double Tat. Okay.
Yeah. Tat Twam. Gurus Tat Twam. Now we're getting into handwriting problems.
Sorry.
No, it's my fault.
Ta.
Twum. Tep twum, double tep.
And then it goes guru stha.
Yeah.
It's a kamakasana, right?
Yeah. Okay. Guru stha twum. You get it?
Yeah.
Good. Great.
Leave it for just a second.
Yes. Okay.
Go to page 17. I'm going to keep you for a couple more minutes so you can practice this at home. Okay. On page 17, look at the Sanskrit examples. Okay. Udadihi chubhyati. Everybody see that? Udadihi chubhyati. Repeat after me.
Udadihi chubhyati.
Udadihi chubhyati.
Udadihi.
The water, udadi is ocean, okay? So the ocean is agitated. Kshub means to be, you know, agitated. The waters are, the ocean is agitated. Kapiyaha kshipanti. Kapiyaha
kshipanti.
Translation, I mean, in the Sindhi it'd be kapiyah kshipanti. Where the visarga, when it's followed by a ka or ka, get that sound. Kapayak kshipanti. It means the monkeys. Kapayaha. Harihi, hari, hariyaha. Kapihi, kapi, kapayaha. The monkeys throw. Kship means to throw. Okay. Rishi chintayata. Chintayataha. Rishi chintayataha.
Rishi chintayataha.
Two rishis contemplate or think. Right? Harihi, hari, hariyaha. Rishihi, rishi, rishiyaha. Chintiyati, chintiyataha, chintiyati, chintiyanti. Okay?
Mm-hmm.
Arihi, arih, pidiyati. Arihi, and it would be arih, pidiyati.
Mm-hmm.
Means the enemy inflicts pain. Pied means to cause pain, to inflict pain. Arihi pidiyati, the enemy inflicts pain. Arihi pidiyati, ari pidiyataha, ariyaha pidiyanti. Do you understand what I'm doing there?
Yeah.
Okay. Pani harataha.
Pani harataha.
Pani. Hand. Pani, the two hands. Panihi, pani, paniyaha. The two hands, harataha, means to throw or to remove something. The two hands throw, remove. Panihi, harati. Pani, harataha. Paniyaha, harataha. You ready to see? Nripatir, yajati. Repeat. Nripatir yajati. Nripati is king. Nripatihi yajati. The king worships. Does puja. Nripatihi yajati. Any vowel except R, A, followed by the sarga, followed by sa consonant or vowel, the visarga goes to R. So nripatir yajati. In between, that's a little mark to show you the second,
the footnote.
But I don't mean, shouldn't I either see a visarga or a ear?
Don't you see the R on top of the ya?
Mm-hmm.
Yes, I do.
Okay. Nripatir yajati.
Okay.
So that's nripatihi yajati. Nripati yajataha. Nripatayaha yajanti. Nripati is the word, right? Nripatihi, nripati, nripatayaha. Parini, shushanti. the waters dry up. Vadini shishanti, plural. Vadi, vadini, vadini. So, vadi shishati, vadi shishati, vadini, no. Vadi shishati, vadini shishataha, vadini shishanti. Okay? Agnir dahati. Agnihi dahati. The fire burns. Agnihi dahati. Agnihi dahati. Agni dahataha. Agniyaha dahanti. I'm not doing the sandhi. It'd be agniyo dahanti, right? Agniyaha dahanti. I'm leaving the sandhi out for now. Everyone see what I'm doing? Fire burns? Okay. Kaviyaha. Shamsati. Kaviyaha is the plural of kavi. Kavi is a poet. So the poet shamsanti prays. Kaviyaha shamsanti. Kavihi shamsati. Kavi shamsataha. Kaviyaha shamsanti. Vadi. Nasti. Vadi na asti. Na. It's one of your, on your vocabulary list, the indeclinable, it means not. Na asti. Is not. Vadi na asti. There is no water. Literally it says water, vadi, asti. The water is. Vadi na asti. The water is not. In Sanskrit, there's no there. So if you say vadi na asti, you'd say there's no water. We probably, in English, you wouldn't say the water is not, probably. You'd say there's no water. Vadi nasti. Are you with it? So then it would be vadi na asti, vadini na steha, vadini na santi. You have to remember the unusual declension of asti, of us. Girir vahati, girihi vahati, the mountain bears. It means to like to bear, to carry a load. So the mountain girihi vahati. Girihi vahati, girihi vahataha, girayaha vahanti. Vyadayaha, vyadayo nashyanti, vyadayaha nashyanti. A plus vasarga plus soft consonant, or vasarga and the O goes to O. Vyadi is a disease. Vyadayaha, the plural, diseases, nashyanti, destroy. Hook or perish. Vyadayaha nashyanti. Vyadihi nashyati. Vyadi nashyataha. Vyadayaha nashyanti. Pavihi patati. Pavi is the wind. It's Indra's thunderbolt. Okay. Pavihi is Indra's thunderbolt. Patati falls. Pavi patati. Pavihi patati. Pavi patataha. Paviyaha patanti. Asiyaha patanti. Asi is a weapon. The weapons fall. Asiyaha patanti. Asihi patati. Asi patataha. Asiyaha patanti. Okay? One more. Yati chintayataha. The ascetic, a yeti is an ascetic. So the ascetic, the two ascetics contemplate or think. Chint also can mean to be agitated. To be agitated, to think, to contemplate. Okay. Yataha chintayati. Yati chintayataha. Yatayaha chintayanti. See it?
What's the plural?
Yatiyaha chintayanti. Okay. Okay.
E ending there.
Yeah. So next week we'll go on to the accusative. So you need to know Ramaha, Ramaya, Ramaha, Plum, Play, Plani, Harihi, Hari, Hariha, and then Vari, Varini, Varini. Good. Let me explain this. Let's see here. If you go to texts, down to under Sanskrit grammar, go to the Sanskrit alphabet online course. Then that'll take you to that. And part one of that online course is two handbooks. The first handbook is the Sanskrit alphabet course handbook. And the second handbook is the Sunday rules course handbook.
Oh.
Right? And so if you print that out, there's lots of exercises in it. It's very neat. Not only does it give examples for each Sunday rule, but then at the end of vowel Sundays, it'll have a page, a couple pages of exercises.
Great.
Where on the right is the without the Sunday, and on the left side column is with the Sunday, so you can go back and forth. It's nice. Let's do it. Pour it on the desk.
Om Purnamada Purnamidam Purnat Purnamadachate Purnasya Purnamadaya Purnameva Vashishyate Om Shanti Shanti Shanti.